In the last two sections, I have covered the basic models of how to stay maximally productive and in control, with minimal effort, at the two most basic levels of our life and work: the actions we take and the projects we enter into that generate many of those actions. The fundamentals remain true. You must be responsible for collecting all your open loops, applying a front-end thought process to each of them, and managing the results with organization, review, and action. For all those situations that you have any level of commitment to complete, there is a natural planning process that goes on to get you from here to there. Leveraging that five-phase model can often make the evolution easier, faster, and more productive. These models are simple to understand and easy to implement. Applying them creates remarkable results. You need essentially no new skills. You already know how to write things down, clarify outcomes, decide next actions, put things into categories, review it all, and make intuitive choices. Right now, you have the ability to focus on successful results, brainstorm, organize your thinking, and get moving on your next steps. But just knowing how to do all of those things does not produce results. Merely having the ability to be highly productive, relaxed, and in control doesn't make you that way. If you're like most people, you can use a coach, someone to walk you step by step through the experience and provide some guideposts and handy tricks along the way until your new operational style is elegantly embedded. You'll find that in the next section.